Parashas Vayikra, as we approach Pesach, it's already well into Shleishim Yoyim Kaidim HaChag, with so many mitzvahs coming up with the Yom Tov of Pesach. I feel it's appropriate to talk about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I would like to devote this shiur to talk about the inyan of why we don't make a bracha, a birkas hamitzvahs, and this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a regular mitzvah, it's one of the Tayrag mitzvahs to go ahead. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the question is, so why don't we make a bracha, a birkas hamitzvahs on this? And I believe this discussion, besides for it's a chelik of Torah, an important piece of understanding the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I think it will also shed some light on understanding this mitzvah and in certain ways perhaps help us do the mitzvah a little better. So this question is really a question that was asked by Rishonim, many Rishonim, the Arachronim, that also offer their own answers. But for the most of the shiur, I would like to go through what the Rishonim said about this question. There's many, many answers in the Rishonim. And I think we could really divide the answers of the Rishonim into three pathways. I think there's really three mahalchim that are going on in the Rishonim. And then there's different nuances, a little of a different twist between the way some Rishonim say it and the way other Rishonim say within each pathway. So, to start, let's go with the first mahalach. The first mahalach, the first pathway is that we're asking a question, that l'chayr, we don't say a birkas hamitzvahs, we don't say baruch atah Hashem, alikeinu melech ha'olam, asher kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al sipur yetzias mitzrayim. That's the question. So, it happens to be, there is a me'iri, mesachta brachas daf yud beis, that brings down that there are some shitas, yesh soivim, to take and make a birkas hamitzvahs, which that's like commonly known, not the prevalent custom. We don't fear stuff like that. All the other Rishonim did not say like that, but there is actually one Rishon that does say like that. As a side note, according to that Rishon, it would be interesting to figure out, there's a Yushalmi, which is brought down by many Rishonim, that says if somebody eats matzah Erev Pesach, they're like, Baal Rusasi Bebeis Chamav. It's the same thing like is getting married without making the Shavuot brachas. Just like there's a din of Shavuot brachas, you're supposed to say seven brachas before somebody gets married, so too a person is supposed to say seven brachas before they eat matzah. So here, according to this sheet in the Rishonim, it's going to add another bracha. So you're going to have to cheshbon, you're going to have to figure out the count of how to get the seven brachas. But as a side note, there's already a discussion in the Rishonim. There's already a list of about four or five mahalchim in the Rishonim, how to figure out how to count seven of here. What brachas do you count? What brachas don't you count? Okay, so this will just add to that discussion, according to the Me'iri, according to this day in the Me'iri, how to count the Shavuot brachas, how to count the seven brachas. Other Rishonim go on this pathway. The Tashbetz says that we do have a bracha, birkas hamitzvahs. Although it's not the standard bracha, we don't say asher kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, but we have a bracha which is considered a birkas hamitzvahs, and that's when we say in the Haggadah, baruch hamakim baruch hu. Baruch shenasan teyer la'am Yisrael. This services as a birkas hamitzvahs. And the idea is, we find a Rashi similar to that, that there are types of mitzvahs, that the mitzvah is to go ahead and do limud ha-Torah. And when it's a type of mitzvah, that the mitzvah is to learn Torah, so then the mitzvah, the birkas ha-mitzvah is given for that mitzvah, is to make a birkas ha-Torah. So the brach of baruch hamak and baruch hu, baruch shenasan teyer la'am Yisrael is a birkas ha-mitzvah. And that is considered a birkas ha is a birkas ha-Torah, and it's considered a birkas ha-mitzvah for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It still needs explanation, because it still doesn't seem to be like a regular bracha. The Gemara says every bracha has to have Shem and Malchus, has to have the name of Hashem. Okay, so you could say Makim instead of the name of Hashem. But then where's the Malchus? Where is the word melech? A bracha has to have malchus, have to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the melech. So you could tell to what Tosfos and Masechet Brachos, Tosfos says, on Shabbos we say Akela Kodish, and that blives, that is considered instead of saying malchus. Or Rishayim say that we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mokayim, Hu Mokayim Shal Olam, so maybe that's considered like malchus. That would be a discussion how the Tashbeit learns that this Baruch HaMakim would be considered a real bona fide bracha. There is a Shibala Eleket that says something very similar to this Tashbeit, but he's a little different. He says that this Baruch HaMakim is not actually a bracha, just a zecher to a bracha. He learns that we really had a bracha earlier. Maybe we'll get to it soon, how he says it. I think a nafkemina, the halacha, comes out, according to this Tashbeit, is that when a person says Baruch HaMakim Baruch Hu, they can have in mind, when they get to this part of the Haggadah, they can have in mind that they're saying a Birkas HaMitzvahs, they're saying a bracha, they're thanking Hashem for the Torah, they're making a Birkas HaTorah, which is a Birkas HaMitzvahs, and they're, according to this Shita, they're fulfilling this mitzvah, this din of making a Birkas HaMitzvahs, and the mitzvah of CPUTS Mitzrayim. Again, it's only according to one daya, but a person, and I think there are many people that do that, that they speak out when they come to this part of the Haggadah, that they're being Mekayim a Birkas HaMitzvahs by saying this. There is another Mehalach in the Rishayim. The Shibali Haleket brings down the name of Reb Binyamin, that the Birach of Geula that we say at the end of Magid, that is a Birach on the Haggadah. And he's coming to answer this question, why is there no Birkas HaMitzvahs? He says, that is the bracha. So again, we have a question. So he's going on this pathway that we do have a bracha. Like we said, we do have a bracha. But he's saying a very interesting bracha. There's a bracha here, but that doesn't seem to be a Birkas HaMitzvahs. So how is that answering the question? So I think the way to explain what he's saying is based on the Baal HaMor, and according to that, it really would be that maybe we don't have a Birkas HaMitzvahs, but the Baal HaMor says that really Medina de Gemara, there's no Birkas HaMitzvahs on Tikiyah Shofar. The Baal HaMor says Malchias and Zechronis and Shofar is the Birach of Shofar. Again, we're going to have the same question. Where is there a Birkas HaMitzvahs? How and why? And is that a Birkas HaMitzvahs on Tkiyah Shofar because we say Malchias, Zecharinus, and Shofars? So I think what he means is that if the mitzvah itself has a bracha, so Chazal were not misakin to say a Birkas HaMitzvahs. In other words, Birkas HaMitzvahs, Chazal wanted to attach a bracha to every mitzvah. So if the mitzvah already has a bracha, that will be the Birkas HaMitzvahs of the bracha. You don't have to say Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvahis V'tzivanu for every mitzvah. You have to have a bracha with every mitzvah. The bracha perhaps adds Kedusha, I don't know how it works, Alpi Derech Kabbalah, whatever Chazal saw. The bracha is adding something to the mitzvah. So if there was no bracha in the mitzvah, then Chazal instituted to say a Birkas HaMitzvahs, to say that not Nusach Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvahis V'tzivanu. But if there was already a bracha, part and parcel of that mitzvah, then Chazal never instituted another bracha to be said with the mitzvah. So I think that's where Binyamin is saying, we have a bracha, which, call it Birkas HaMitzvahs, call it another bracha, however you want to call it, but really we have a bracha, and that satisfies the Birkas HaMitzvahs for this mitzvah, and that's why you want to say that we have a bracha, or you want to say we don't have a bracha, I don't know, however you want to call it, but that is the answer of the Shibali Haleket in the name of Reb Binyamin. So that would be the first pathway, first Mahalach of the Rishayim. There's another Mahalach in the Rishayim, which is to say that we don't have a Birkas HaMitzvahs over here because we already did the mitzvah. The mitzvah's over. That's the second Mahalach. Where do we find Rishayim and how did the Rishayim say it? The Abu Draham, one of the famous Shittas, one of the famous Rishayim that are mentioned to talk about this, is that the Abu Draham asks this question. Why is there no Birkas HaMitzvahs on the mitzvah of CBTS Mitzrayim? And Avot Raham brings down from Ravinu Peretz, the answer is because we already yoytza in Kiddush. We send Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, we already yoytza the mitzvah Sifrei Yitzias Mitzrayim, so Mamele it's over. It's too late. By the time we finish Kiddush, we already had the mitzvah, we can't make the bracha anymore. The Shibali Aleket, and this is the Shibali Aleket I was referencing earlier, that the Shibala Leket said that Baruch HaMakim Baruch Hu is a Zecher to Birchas HaMitzvahs, a Zecher to Birchas HaTorah, but it's not really. That Shibala Leket says, we were Yoytze in Kriyashma. We were Yoytze in Kriyashma. And over there we said the Baruch of Gual Yisrael. That's one place what he says. Or we said over there Avas Oilam, which was a Birchas HaTorah. So we read Yivir Yoytze in Kriyashma. So either he's saying Yivir Yoytze in Kriyashma, if you would say that with the Mahalach Rabbeinu Peretz, you could say Yivir Yoytze in Kriyashma, so it's too late. He seems to say more that Yivir Yoytze in Kriyashma, and there was a bracha. So I don't know if he means to say there was a bracha and the Kriyashma and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then once we had that, we don't make a bracha for Sipur, or that is a bracha also for Sipur. But in essence, he's saying it's too late. We already had it. We already had it over here in Kriyashma. And this Mahalach, the whole Mahalach over here, Sai of Rabbeinu Peretz, Sai of the Shibali Aleket, that we were Yoytze already, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'chayar, we should ask two questions. Question number one is, how can you say that we were yoytze the mitzvah of Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim by saying so little? Rabbeinu Peretz said, by saying the word Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's it. We were yoytze. We go and we say a whole long Haggadah Shel Pesach. That's a long Magid. The Chayra, a person has to say much more. And She'ela, Derech She'ela V'tshuva, don't you have to give questions and answers? And Manishtana, Koshel Le'amr Shleish Advar Malalu, Le'yotzi Dechei Vasai, L'chayra, there's so much more that has to be said. And in truth, there's a Nesivas HaMishpat as a Pirush on the Hagadah Shel Pesach called Ma'is HaNisim, and he brings down this Avud Raham and he asks this question, how can it be? How can it be that Yoytze was so little? And another question is, how could it be Yoytze, especially in the Shibali HaLeket, before you have matzah and morah in front of you? Don't we say, b'shar shematzah morah menachem lefanecha? Don't we say that there's man, the time, the way to do Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim when you have matzah and morah? So the second question you can answer by saying that really it's a machlokes rishonim, what that means, b'shar shematzah morah menachem lefanecha, does that mean it's a time when it's a roi to eat matzah and morah? Or does b'shah shematzah morah menachem lefanecha mean you actually have to have matzah and morah in front of you? So it's a machlokes rishonim how to translate that. Do you actually have to have the matzah and morah? Or is it just a time when you eat matzah and morah? Either way, it would have to be still that you did ma'ariv, you said ma'ariv after Teis HaKichavim, Kiddush. People wait, we wait till after Teis HaKichavim, ma'ariv not necessarily. But according to these rishonim, even, at least the Shibala Aleket, even though you don't have the matzah mar in front of you, you could already be able to see for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Based on these Rishayim, that you could be able to see for Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though the matzah mar is not in front of you, and they say you're already doing it in Ma'ariv. So I say you should really have in mind, when you're walking home from shul, and you talk to your children, and you tell them about see for Yitzias Mitzrayim, or anything about Hilchas Pesach, you could have in mind that according to some Rishonim, we're being Yoytze right now, the mitzvah Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim. So a person could already magnify his mitzvah Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim is started as early as possible, according to some Shittas. He could already be Yoytze walking home from Shul in the middle of Ma'ariv and walking home from Shul. A person could possibly be Yoytze Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim. A person could have this in mind and magnify, maximize his mitzvah. Back to the other question, how could a person be yoytze with so little? Like the way the Nesivas HaMishpat asked. So I think you have to say that these Rishonim agree that there is a din d'rabbanon that a person has to say much more than just Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And pretty much I found that the Ma'arche Leiv, the written by the author of the Chikri Leiv, says pretty much this. And he says, Avada, a person is mechuyev to go midrabbanan, to go ahead and be marich in Sibitiyas Mitzrayim, to be maschel begnus, to mesayim beshvach, to say derech sheilu tshuva. However, these Rishonim hold that Chazal were not misakin a birkas hamitzvahs and a mitzvah derabbanan when the ikar mitzvah is derabbanan. In other words, it's a whole different chelik of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of just remembering the story of Mitzrayim was a deraisa that a person did already, and that a person fulfilled, and that a person, it's too late, either a person has the brachas of Kriya Shema that were the bracha that satisfied the Birkas HaMitzvahs, or it's just too late, a person already said it in Kiddush, it was over, it's too late to make a Birkas HaMitzvahs. And the, whatever a person does later in Magid, that's a din derabbanan, according to these Rishonim. And there was no takana for this type of derabbanan. For this type of derabbanan, Chazal did not go ahead and make a birchas ha-mitzvahs. So that's this mahalach. Now, I think the assumption by most is that when we do Magid, it is at least a kiyum of a Dayaisa. Maybe not, even if you say, many assume it's a chi of Dayaisa to do a lot of what we say in Magid, at least part of what we're saying in Magid. At least it's a kiyum, perhaps like the way the Netziv says, that even if the mitzvah is a smaller size, but when you add to the mitzvah, if you lengthen a mitzvah, if you elongate the mitzvah, so then all of it can go into to be included in the mitzvah. The Netziv says it by matzah, even if one kezayis is only a mitzvah. But if you go ahead and eat more kezayisim, that could also be part of the mitzvah. So here also, a person should have in mind to be mekayim whatever the maggid is to be mekayim. And likely, it's at least a kiyum of derayisa, maybe even a chi of derayisa. So a person should have in mind that it is whatever level mitzvah it is, that's what they're doing the whole night when they're being mesapi yetzias Mitzrayim. So that was the second pathway, to say, we already had it. We already had the mitzvah of sivri yetzias Mitzrayim, so it's too late to make a bracha. Or somehow we had the bracha in Kriyat Shema. Then there's a third pathway. The third mahalach is to say that for some reason, Chazal were not misakin birkas ha-mitzvahs over here. And again, over here we also have numerous mahalchim, how to go ahead and say this. The Avudraham, that we mentioned earlier, so he brought down one teretz from Rabbeinu Peretz, but he says another teretz also, in the name of the Rajba, that we don't make a bracha and sibri yetzias Mitzrayim because it's a mitzvah she'en lo kitzvah. Since you can be yoytzeh with a dibur ba'am, you can be yoytzeh with so little, it just kol amar b'lesav b'reizim meshubach, since it's a mitzvah she'en lo kitzvah, it can be so little, it can be so long, a mitzvah she'en lo kitzvah, we don't make, there's no takana to make a bracha of birkas ha-mitzvahs. Another way, the Rishonim say, the Vesamim Rosh, says that we don't make a bracha on Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says there's no takana to make a bracha on Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim when it's kula shvachin. If the whole mitzvah is to praise, a mitzvah, let's say, of shaking lulav, so the mitzvah itself is an action. So the Chazal added a bracha to the mitzvah. The mitzvah should also have a shevach connected to it. But when the whole mitzvah, the entire mitzvah, is praises to Hashem, that is the whole mitzvah, that's the whole idea of the mitzvah. So then Chazal never instituted, it was unnecessary for Chazal to add to that a birchas ha-mitzvahs. The question is, we do make a bracha on Hallel. Asher k'dishan mitzvah says, you want to look at it as a Hallel. So there, l'chayra, it's also praises to Hashem. So there's a way to get out of that question, that there's two types of chiyuvim of Hallel. Mitzvah Kriya, Mitzvah Shira, that it's more of a Kriya, that we say Hallel is more of a Kriya. That's taka why Hallel Leilil HaSeder, we don't say Birkas HaMitzvahs, because there it's Derech Shira. There is a way to get out of that question, but as a Maimir HaMusker, I just wanted to mention that question. The Maral also goes on this pathway. The Maral says that there's no takana to make a bracha if the mitzvah is primarily machshavas aleiv. If the main part of the mitzvah is machshava, so then Chazal never made a takana brachas hamitzvah. Zog the Maral, you're right, by CBT is Mitzrayim, you have to say words. But the main thing is like tefillah v'loi kavana k'guf v'loi neshama. The main part of our CBT is Mitzrayim is that we should be thanking Hashem, is that we should have those hergeshim of HaKoras HaToiv to Hashem. We should feel like we ourselves went out of Mitzrayim and have those hargeshim, zok de maral. So the main part of the mitzvah is b'machshava, is believable b'machshava. So zok de maral, if that Chazal never instituted a bracha. And last but not least, I want to mention a Sfas Emes, even though primarily our discussion was to mention the answers of the Rishonim, I did want to also mention the Sfas Emes. And with that, I'll close this shir. The Sfas Emes continues on this pathway and says that it's unnecessary by this type of mitzvah to make a bracha. And he says like this. He says, Chazal, we're only mesakin to make a bracha, a birkas hamitzvahs, if it's a mitzvah that is not sichlius, a mitzvah that our seichel would be mechayev us to do anyways. Even if we weren't commanded, we would have to go up and do it. That type of mitzvah, Chazal, we're never mesakin birkas hamitzvahs. And I think what he means is that it doesn't fit to say the word vitzivon. The bracha of birkas hamitzvahs, Hashem kedishonu mitzvahs vitzivon, you commanded us. We're like thanking Hashem for commanding us. A mitzvah that we would have an obligation to do even if we weren't commanded. Zog, in other words, the Sfas Emes is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. We have a chiyuv to have HaKoras HaToiv. We have a chiyuv to thank Hashem. We would be obligated to do all of this even if Hashem wouldn't have written this in the Torah. Even if Hashem wouldn't have commanded us. Zog, this Sfas Emes, for such a thing, Chazal never were misakin. They weren't misakin to save it Tzivonu. If anyways, we would have this obligation to do it, al tachiyuv of HaKoras HaToiv. So I hope this shed some light and better understanding of this important mitzvah of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim, may we be zaycha to fulfill the mitzvah properly and get the right hashpois and have the right siyata d'shmaya to make the right impressions on our children and ourselves.